Okay, I will now call this regular session of council to order this day, Tuesday, January 6, 2026. Roll call.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Terry Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here. All right, would you please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer? Remain standing for the pledge. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, well, good evening, everybody, and welcome, Mr. Browning, to your first official council meeting. All right.
Here.
Okay. Next up is approval of council minutes from the regular session of December 16th, 2025. Any comments or corrections, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning, you were not here. Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
None for myself, administration, anyone. All right. May I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved as presented. Is there any pending old business for discussion? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
I have none.
None for myself. I have to get used to this new flow of names. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, muscle memory. It's brain memory. You just have things that are in place. So I might stumble on that a few times. Any correspondence this evening?
There's none.
Okay. We do have a visitor this evening on the agenda, Andrea North, for her starting up her new business called All Flyered Up. Andrea, come on up to the podium, please. Interested in hearing what you have to say.
I have a grand opening of my new store right on downtown Clyde called All Flyered Up. It is set for January 22nd at 3 p.m. The Chamber of Commerce, the Sandusky County Chamber of Commerce, will be there to do a ribbon-cutting ceremony, and I would love for all of you to be there. We are going to have some different activities, not activities per se, but promotions and things going on. We have someone from the Dirty Pour is going to be there serving up dirty sodas, and it's not alcoholic. It's just like a Italian cream type soda thing. They're really good. And right off a section of my store, there's another store called Smo Toys, and that has like toys and collectibles and things like that. So if you're into that sort of thing, then you might want to come and check that out as well. I'm really excited. It's been in the works for a long time. I think I checked out a space probably a year ago with Dustin and Doug, and since then it's just been simmering and creating, and finally it's coming to fruition a year later. So do you guys have any questions for me, things that we're going to stock or things that we're going to do, how are we going to benefit the community, anything?
Questions, Council?
Well, just thank you for bringing the business to Clyde.
Yeah.
Mr. Shea?
Well, I think it's great that you're coming in. I don't know if a lot of people realize, Andrea, that you're a retired military veteran.
I am.
Yes, you are. I know that. I've had many conversations with you. And I think that's awesome, and I'm so appreciative of the commitment that you've given. You said 20 years?
I was in the Air Force for 24 years.
24 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Congratulations. And thank you.
And I graduated from Clyde. And it was so funny because when I joined the Air Force, I kept trying to get back to Wright-Patterson to get closer to Clyde. No. And I think in 2017, they gave me orders to Wright-Patterson. And like 3 days later, they're like, never mind. I was like, oh. I alerted the media. I was coming home. And then, nope. So I had to wait till I retired to get back home.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Well, Andrea, welcome back home.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service. And again, thank you for your willingness to
fill another storefront and to take the chances on starting your own business here. And I hope that this community will support you, and I believe that they will. You gave a presentation in front of the Clyde, I'm not sure which meeting that one was. Yes. And it was fantastic how you laid out your business plan, and I have not witnessed that yet from any other startup business here, and it was fantastic. So good luck to you.
Thank
you. Anyone else this evening?
I would like to take a brief moment to remind our new three council members that each term you are to take the Sunshine Law course that is thrilling and 2 to 3 hours from the Ohio Attorney General. So to publicly cover myself, I'm making sure it's in the minutes that I did tell you guys to do it. In case you don't do it, it's on you. So if you have any questions about it, let me know. But again, that's just the Sunshine Law training that is on the Ohio Attorney General website. So your annual reminder or semi-annual reminder to do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have up three emergency ordinances this evening, so that you are aware of that. So would the clerk please assign a number and give the reading of the first ordinance.
Ordinance number 2026-1. Updating fees for Chapter 709, peddlers, solicitors, and canvassers of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency. Be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The following fees levied for Chapter 709, peddlers, solicitors, and canvassers, are hereby established and set forth into the master schedule of fees. Peddler solicitor permit annual, $100. After July 1st, $50. Section 2, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and the immediate adoption of this legislation will ensure the orderly administration of the city's day-to-day operations.
Okay, this ordinance contains an emergency clause. I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. The rule has been suspended. Comments on this, Mr. LeBen?
Everybody's all.
Oh, you know,
messed up.
Like I said,
who am I?
I have to retrain the brain.
So. Right. I usually answer to any J name, so that's all right. Oh no, that's the one in the paper. You can just call me Jason if that works for you.
Discrimination.
Okay. This is just a fee. We updated this code last year. Now we're just setting the fees after some debate on what to do. Again, most of the fees were usually within the code, hard-coded. We chose to start moving fees out of the code and into a more master fee schedule. That way it's just easier to update fees separate from code, things of that nature. And as we'll remind, like some of this stuff, when we declare emergencies for these, don't have to go. They can always be removed as needed when we're here. We kind of choose which ones to be emergencies if there's going to be a lot of people opposing that this needs two or three readings in a 30-day sit. So some of these ones that are just cleanup codes are always, get in case unless there's some opposition. But, again, just this removes and simplifies the fees into two parameters instead of 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, 1 month, quarters, years, and just a whole bunch of complexity, which was kind of pointless at the end of the day. So that's all on that.
Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning?
Nothing.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Shea?
I have nothing.
I have nothing. Anyone else? Okay. And Council, since we have a variety of emergency ordinances here tonight, so I will poll Council to see if you wish to have the second reading of all the following emergency ordinances by title only. Mrs. Meek?
Title only.
Mr. Browning?
Title only.
Mr. McMaster?
Title only.
Mr. Shea? Title only.
Title only for myself. So would the clerk please read Emergency Ordinance 2026, is it 01? 01, starting over. By title only.
Ordinance number 2026-1, updating fees for Chapter 709, peddlers, solicitors, and canvassers of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Emergency Ordinance 2026-01 has been read by title only for its second reading. Any additional comments, anyone? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Emergency Ordinance 2026-01?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Emergency Ordinance 2026-01 has been adopted. Moving on to the next ordinance, please assign a number and give the first reading.
Ordinance number 2026-2, amending section 1117.08, fee schedule of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency. Be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, Section 1117.08 of the City's codified ordinances is hereby amended as shown in the attached Exhibit A. Section 2, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and the immediate adoption of this legislation will ensure the orderly administration of the City's day-to-day operations.
All right, this ordinance contains an emergency clause. I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meeks.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
The rule has been suspended. Comments? Mr. LeBen.
You can see most of it's just the removal. Again, hard-coded fee schedules for plat reviews. These actual fees were incorporated into the master schedule last summer after review with the Planning Commission, even possibly before that. So again, this is just going through all those various areas throughout the code where stuff was just baked right into it directly. So it'll remove that and then point to the master fee schedule from there, from here on out.
Comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. Anyone else? Okay. By a poll of council, they agreed to have the second reading by title only, so please give the reading of Emergency Ordinance 2026-02 by title only.
Ordinance number 2026-02, amending section 1117.08, fee schedule of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Emergency Ordinance 2026-02 has been read by title only for its second reading. Any additional comments? Anyone? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Emergency Ordinance 2026-02?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
The Emergency Ordinance 2026-02 has been adopted. Would you please assign a number and read the next ordinance?
Ordinance number 2026-03, repealing Chapter 1331, permits and fees of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency. Be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, Chapter 1331, permits and fees of the City's codified ordinances is hereby repealed in its entirety. Section 2, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and the immediate adoption of this legislation will ensure the orderly administration of the City's day-to-day operations.
And this ordinance contains an emergency clause. I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
The rule has been suspended. Comments? Mr. LeBen.
Again, another cleanup one that when we resurrected the building code a couple years ago, this chapter for some reason came back as a part of the whole thing. And as you can see, it's from 1946. So the permits to build and things like that have been in the zoning code and everything for quite some time. This was, again, a resurrection that we're once again putting into the grave forever. So that's all.
Comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
1946, we're gaining ground. All right. All right. No further comments from me. So by a poll of council, they agreed to have the second reading of Emergency Ordinance 2026-03 by title only.
Ordinance number 2026-03, repealing Chapter 1331, permits and fees of the codified ordinances of the City of Clyde and declaring an emergency.
So this Emergency Ordinance 2026-03 has been read by title only for its second reading. Any additional comments, anyone? May I have a motion to adopt Emergency Ordinance 2026-03?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster. Second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Emergency Ordinance 2026-03 has been adopted. Moving on to resolutions this evening. So please assign a number and read the first resolution.
Resolution number 2026-04, authorizing the execution of an amendment with American Municipal Power Incorporated to integrate an online customer portal into the Advanced Metering Infrastructure Program. Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, the city manager is hereby authorized and directed to execute an amendment with American Municipal Power Incorporated to integrate an online customer portal into the Advanced Metering Infrastructure Program for $35,500 per the attached quote. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be in the same as hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the electric, sewer, and water funds in a ratio to be determined by the finance director.
All right, Resolution 2026-04 has been read. Comments?
The AMI program that we'd spent years trying to get running is up and running for the most part. Everything's going well, to my knowledge. Most of the post-processing errors, things are getting worked out with some stuff. You know, all the meters have been switched out, to my knowledge. I don't think there's even any old ones hanging out. And this was then the amendment. We didn't want to jump on this in case this whole thing was just a big pile of crap, you know, so looks to be going pretty good. We want to make sure that the customers have an ability to log in, look at the bill, and start to get more, you know, within 60 minutes, I believe, is the polling time, you know, information on their billing and where they're at. Not quite sure. That's why we put a ratio of funds, like if we can tie, because the water reads are a separate system. There's been some talk that maybe the water can be fed into this as well, but most likely the electric will be up and working for the portal first, and then different database and different system to try and connect you to pull in the water meter information as well. So we'll see how far, and that is, again, why we're – how does it get charged out between the funds will really depend on how far we're able to get with that. So that's all it is, letting the people be able to look at their bills and stuff in a little more speed and expediency, and hopefully, you know, be able to make good decisions from there.
Thank you. Comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
Who owns the data for that? You know where my mind's at typically, but like the customer data on the back end, are we housing here or is it going to be with like...
Yeah, everything's here housed. It's connected to AMP, which is, again, nonprofit, handles mostly municipalities, so it's within the public domain either way. There's a lot of... There's a lengthy master services agreement I'd love to put in your hands because I know you really read and love that verbose kind of contract language, knowing you the way I do. But, yeah, no, I'm sure we'll get you some information on AMP, too, and I'm sure their IT guys would love to meet you, and we can all nerd out together someday on how all that works. But, yeah, everything here is stored within the CMI system and then just pulled and pulled from there into these dashboards.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have nothing.
Step one question. When a customer, what is all the information that a customer has to provide, and what are the security procedures for keeping that information from being accessed?
It's been a long time since we met with him, but I believe, if I recall, it's going to be a password or a username and password. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, of course, only have access to their own, the ability to see their peak times, their low times. And I apologize because this goes back a couple years. I think they can set up their dashboard, can't they?
I'm not sure on the customer portal. I mean, first we wanted approval before we've demoed it. It's fine. We already have the system. All is tying into the data. I mean, when we sign up for a utility account, is that what more your?
Yes.
Yeah, because yes. Most of the time there's Social Security number, tax ID number for businesses, something like that. The newest update of CMI, as far as we know and as far as it should be in some sort of PCI-type compliance. We don't take credit cards here.
Correct.
So there's a little more safety as there's not in-out transactions, you know, here on site for data storage. But, I mean, they handle everybody's town, so they better be in a good level of data storage compliance because that would suck to find out that they weren't since they're in many, many municipalities throughout multiple states. So I'd assume. Now, the old version that we had was absolutely a flat file text-based format for all the nerds in the house that just stored it in plain text. It was super vulnerable and terrible. But now that things are modernized and updated, this dashboard itself really doesn't have access to certain fields within that data.
Okay.
Right? So Aaron's very good. Like, this connection is, you know, reading information, certain things. Like, it's Titan.
Can I ask a question for the audience at home then to clarify? Will our users of our utilities have to provide any additional information they don't already provide?
No, not that we know of.
So it'll be all the same information, just some of it's digital now instead of on a card in Frank's office?
Yes, for the most part.
Okay. I think that would probably pacify some of those that listen.
Right, because we still have a certain sector that is fearful of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and nobody has to do the dashboard.
Right.
Like, if
you don't
set up an account.
You don't have to do the dashboard. You would have to set up for your own with, and I apologize, Mayor, that's where you would set up with your user ID and password. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to, you choose not to.
Okay.
So as far as signing up for their utilities, though, they would still come in and fill out the cards.
Perfect.
Just like always.
I ask these questions not necessarily for myself, but for others.
Yes.
So that might put their apprehension a little bit more.
It's a total option.
Okay.
That they are not required to be a part of.
So there's no bill pay with this. This is completely separate from the bill pay. This is just so you can see your meter.
Correct. Yes. This is seeing what your usage is, when it is, how it is, where you peak, where it goes low. Yeah, and it will help, especially during the type of weather we've had here recently. You know, people can see. No, if you remember that day, it was 12 below zero. That's why your electric usage went up. So it gives that visual for those who choose to look at it.
I'll be curious a year from now to find out how many users that we actually have.
Especially with it view only.
Yes.
It'll probably get some taking. And, I mean, the security requirements are, I'm sure we're going to have to be able to put an address, you know, an email address on file or some sort of secondary two-factor type information to make sure, you know, because right now all you need, you know, to go look at something, if it's as simple as I know your account number and your name, cool. But, you know, if you want to go in and pay my bill, I'm not mad if you want to look at my usage. I'll tell you what my usage is, and you can pay my bill all day. You know, so the security of, you know, the other information like SSNs and other stuff is not even tied into any of this system right now.
Okay.
Like, you know, and they're not going in, if anything, it's a bill pay link from the dashboards out to the bill pay service. I mean, it's basically one way. You're just getting a view of what you have. But we'll see. I mean, we'll get some demos fired up and probably put stuff out. Again, this is kind of now that the AMI is actually up and running and running well, we'll see where this goes. And, hey, there's a few test users here. We'll probably send something out to and see how you like it.
We'll Well, good. I actually got more answers than I expected. So, very good. Thank you. Any other comments? Anyone? Then may I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-04?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-04 has been adopted. Okay, please assign the number and read the next resolution.
Resolution number 2026-05, authorizing the city manager to apply for, accept, and enter into a Water Pollution Control Loan Fund, WPCLF, agreement on behalf of the City of Clyde for the Phase 2 construction of wastewater facilities and designating a dedicated repayment source for the loan. Whereas the City of Clyde is currently in Phase 1 of an upgrade to its existing wastewater facilities, and whereas the City of Clyde intends to apply for the Water Pollution Control Loan Fund, WPCLF, for the planning, design, and or construction of Phase 2 of the wastewater facilities. And whereas the Ohio Water Pollution Control Loan Fund, WPCLF, requires the government authority to pass legislation for the application of a loan and the execution of an agreement, as well as designating a dedicated repayment source. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The city manager is hereby authorized to apply for a WPCLF loan, sign all documents for and enter into a Water Pollution Control Loan Fund, WPCLF, with the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency and the Ohio Water Development Authority for Phase 2 planning, design, and or construction of wastewater facilities on behalf of the City of Clyde, Ohio. Section 2, the dedicated source of repayment will be from the City of Clyde's Sewer Fund.
All right, you've heard the reading of Resolution 2026-05. Comments, Mr. LeBan.
So we passed the resolution late last year for the $750,000. This is, again, part of that that will be encompassed the loan. The first piece of legislation, I know Zach and I debated, was pretty generic, almost as a catch-all for all the phases, but we kind of liked to go back and do them specific by phases just to make sure, you know, because it kind of outlined one loan, didn't really specify, so we figured bring this again, make sure all the bases are covered. This is specific to the Phase 2 loan. That $750,000 will be a part of that loan application as well, and then whatever else comes out of that. So again, nothing out of the ordinary from what we had talked about when we raised rates for wastewater and did all this last year.
And just to clarify, when this is me being a little thorough. I don't know that we necessarily had to pass this, but I want to kind of touch all our bases on this just because it doesn't change what you guys budgeted for. You had already known this loan was coming, but since it's being distributed in two different loans, I wanted to be thorough and have council take action to actually go ahead and take out that second loan, mostly as protection for Justin and Frank in doing so. But you did already, this isn't an additional $750. I want to be clear to the listening audience, those present, and you guys.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Any additional comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
None for myself. Anyone else? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-05?
So moved.
I will second that. Moved by Mr. Shea, second by myself. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-05 has been adopted. So that wraps up the legislation for this evening, so let's move on to administrative report.
Well, a lot of the stuff we're working on you just saw. Going through codes, finding all those weird little doodads that needed to be cleaned up, all that kind of stuff, administrative things, and all of a sudden we're hitting the ground running with all kinds of meetings and all kinds of stuff for the new year, so that's consumed some time. On Church Street, you've seen the demolitions finalizing out there. They're getting the block out. Is it looking better, Mr. Shea?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We'll see where we end up with that property in the future. Out at 4151 Limerick Road, where they had a fire and we kind of condemned some sheds. The property owner's been in touch with the next-door neighbor, all kinds of things going on there. He's done a
miraculous job of being pointed in the opposite direction of his hoarding and is surprisingly made a, I'm going to try and keep this clean, a good amount of progress on getting stuff out of town. And the sheds are no longer livable and coming down. So at least that problem is all on his own so far. So we've extended his time to be in compliance since he's, I mean, he's got a, still a long way to go, but there's a significant amount of progress in a short amount of time while it's cold. So it's interesting. If you want to go and see it, we can obviously get you out there and take a look at it as well. Nice guy. He'll show you all the messes he makes. It's pretty cool. Out at the raw water line, they're doing the pressure testing. They've had a few leaks. Everything's getting repaired. They're just, you know, normal stuff that they're out there finding. So hopefully get that thing finally up and running here soon. That's all I have for tonight.
Thank you. Finance, Mr. Wiesner.
Well, good evening, everyone. First, I'd like to thank Mr. LeBen for presenting the appropriations last month at the meeting. He voted, and his vote counted, that I did not share the crud with everybody here at City Council. So, but I do appreciate him doing that. Really, the only thing I have besides just everything operating fine and continuing with our cleanup, I have been in contact with the auditors. They're working diligently on that. And just to kind of give you an idea of where we are right now, because I don't have December closed because it is early in the month. Right now, our general fund's sitting at a little over $1.35 million. So we're in good shape as far as that. So I will have more definite numbers for you for the end of the year at the next meeting. And that's really all I have right now.
Thank you, Frank, for that. Council remarks this evening. We'll start off with Mrs. Meek.
I want to welcome Cody to our group. Hopefully I don't give you the crud. I'm trying to try and stay my way a little bit. But welcome to council with us, and that's all I have today.
Thank you. Mr. Browning, comments this evening?
Just happy to be here.
Okay. Man, a few words. Thank you. All right. Mr. McMaster.
I have one.
Mr. Shea, of less words. Mr. Shea, we know he's a man of many words.
No. Just also, I want to welcome Mr. Browning. I've had the pleasure of working with him on BZA, Board of Zoning Appeal. He's a good fit for this council. I'm looking forward to his input to council. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of shenanigans we can get into for the next 4 years. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Again, Cody, welcome to council. And this is for all of council. I failed to mention this at our last meeting, but what I observed from last year is we didn't always agree, and we shouldn't always agree. But it's how we disagree that's important. And we've conducted ourselves, and you've conducted yourselves, with professionalism and civility, which hasn't always been the case. So I was proud to work with you in moving this city forward. And thank you again for your time and your efforts. I want to thank Mr. Brown. Council, you received his report, his 2025 Economic Development Report. You've been very busy. We appreciate your effort, your connections that you have with business owners and keeping us informed of what's going on, because there's no way possible we could know that. It's very well presented, very professional, and you're very dedicated. And thank you for that. I want to commend Jared Young, our zoning enforcement and zoning director, for his report. It gives us an opportunity to see what's being addressed, what some of the problem areas are, and how they're being addressed. And again, that's professionally presented to us, and appreciate his efforts for that. And finally, received a request from the Ohio Postal Workers Union, AFL-CIO president, asking if we as a council, as a city, could declare a proclamation for their 250th anniversary of the U.S. Post Office. He's already presented all the information. I didn't want to just go ahead and do that and tell Jan to go ahead and do that without discussing that with yourself. But, you know, the postal business was operational a year before the country. And imagine, I'd like to imagine not getting bills, but could you imagine not getting your mail? People kind of get put out by that because they sit and they wait on that. It may not always be on time, but these people are out there in all kinds of weather, being chased by dogs and sometimes rabid customers. So anyway, we don't need a vote on it, but you have any problem with us moving forward with a proclamation of that? Okay, then we will do that. Janet has all the information, and we will do that in the near future. All right, that's it for my comments this evening. So are there any motions this evening? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I do not have any.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And, of course, you know I always have one. All right. So I move that we enter into executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee, and to consider the purchase or sale of real estate. May I have a second?
Second.
All right. Moved by myself, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
We will now move into executive session, in which there will be no formal action taken during that time, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for attending.